Two Democratic senators just returned from fact-finding tours of Iraq and Afghanistan, and they issued strong warnings yesterday about the situation in both countries. Their assessment stood in sharp contrast with a more upbeat view from Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, who spoke with reporters yesterday in Brussels. NPR's David Wellner reports.
You could call them dueling news conferences, separated by an ocean and an equally wide difference in perspective. On one side of the Atlantic were the two Democratic senators, Hillary Clinton of New York and Jack Reed of Rhode Island, talking about their Thanksgiving swing through the Middle East. That trip began in Afghanistan, where Reed said he was encouraged to see that the 11,500 U.S. troops there are being helped by a somewhat smaller contingent of NATO allies.
But frankly, NATO is there, but it's not there. There is not a sufficient NATO force and not a sufficient NATO capability, both in terms of personnel and equipment, to do what must be done.
Meanwhile, Rumsfeld was telling reporters in Brussels that the NATO foreign ministers he met with there had decided to deploy forces beyond the Afghan capital of Kabul. He said they also discussed having NATO take over military operations in Afghanistan. The feasibility of such a takeover, Rumsfeld said, remains to be seen.
But it is entirely possible that at some point that could happen, although I wouldn't want to predict it, because it's some distance out. And I also wouldn't want to put a time frame on it. I just think that sets a hurdle that doesn't need to be set.
For her part, Senator Clinton called Afghanistan, quote, still a very dangerous situation, warning the U.S. had to be more realistic about that country's many needs. She pointed to an enormous leap there in opium poppy production.
Presently, Afghanistan is the highest producer of opium in the world. We know what can come if narco traffickers fill a void and work in conjunction with the terrorists and the warlords. The efforts to date have not been effective. There needs to be increased pressure put on the poppy growers and some alternative program to provide them a livelihood.
The two Democrats, who were not joined by any Republican colleagues on this trip, were also troubled by what they saw in Iraq. Rhode Island's Reed, who's a West Point graduate, compared the situation there to what he saw during another visit in July.
It's less chaotic, but it's more dangerous, because the violence now is organized and directed against our forces and our allies within Iraq.
Asked in Brussels about the situation in Iraq, Rumsfeld pointed to what he called a contradiction of opposite trends.
There's no question but that there are periodic incidents where people are being killed and wounded. We know that. We also know that the schools are open, that the hospitals are open, the clinics are open, that people are engaged in economic activity throughout the country, and that the vast majority of the country is not in conflict. It is in a relatively stable circumstance.
Rumsfeld did not discuss the administration's new plan to turn over sovereignty to Iraq by next July, but other administration officials said yesterday they're standing by that plan. Hillary Clinton said she suspected this plan had to do with the administration's eagerness to declare victory and cut its losses.
It is clear that there is some concern that the process in Iraq for elections is being driven not by the conditions on the ground in Iraq, but by the timetable for our own elections. That the administration is intent upon some kind of exit strategy, some kind of transition before our elections. I'm afraid that's an artificial deadline.
Clinton said the U.S. had to be prepared to be in Iraq and Afghanistan for the long term, and said the administration had not adequately prepared people for the level of sacrifices and casualties that effort would require. Though her visit to Iraq was upstaged by President Bush's surprise trip there Thanksgiving Day, Clinton congratulated him for making that trip.
I'm really pleased that the president could go. Having said that, you know, the trip doesn't substitute for a workable plan that has a higher potential for success than what we saw on our trip.
On one point, Rumsfeld and the two senators seemed to agree. They all said the U.S. cannot afford to fail in either Iraq or Afghanistan. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.